Chapter 7. Suspects. "Well, Chief Inspector Heat," the Assistant Commissioner said when Heat entered his office, "the newspapers and the public want this case solved quickly. What have you discovered?" Heat gave him a short report, omitting only one small detail, the piece of blue cloth. "So, all we know is that there were possibly two men involved in the bombing, and that one was killed," said the Assistant Commissioner. "We also know where the two men got on the train," said Heat. "I interviewed the porter at the train station, and he told me that the men's tickets showed that they got on the train at a village outside London. Perhaps it's just a coincidence, but it's the same village where the anarchist Michaelis lives. You must remember him. He was recently released from prison, where he spent 15 years for a murder he didn't commit. He lives in the country cottage of his wealthy patroness."
"Yes, yes," the Assistant Commissioner said impatiently. "I know who Michaelis is."
"He probably wasn't involved," Heat said. "He's ill, and he rarely sees his old anarchist friends. But I'll interrogate him anyway. Maybe he knows something." The Assistant Commissioner was becoming nervous. He had a problem. His wife was a good friend of Michaelis's wealthy patroness, and he himself had even dined with Michaelis at her home. His wife and her friend would never forgive him if he'd questioned Michaelis about the bombing.
"Did you find any helpful evidence in Greenwich?" he asked.
Heat decided to be honest. "I found this," he said, and pulled the piece of blue cloth from his pocket. "Can you see the address written here?" Heat gave the Assistant Commissioner the piece of blue cloth.
"It says 32 Brett Street," said the Assistant Commissioner. "Have you checked this address yet?"
"It's a shop owned by Mr. Adolf Verloc," he'd said. "He and his family live upstairs. I know Verloc." The Assistant Commissioner looked surprised.
"How do you know him?" he asked.
"He's a secret agent for a foreign embassy, an agent provocateur," explained Heat. "He reports to the embassy about the anarchists' activities. For about 7 years, Verloc has also been my informant. He gives me information about the anarchists. We rarely meet, but we often communicate by post."
"Do you pay Verloc for the information?" asked the Assistant Commissioner.
"No," said Heat. "I simply make sure that he is not arrested for selling his magazines and books from abroad. They contain illegal revolutionary material."
"From the evidence," said the Assistant Commissioner, "the bomber was probably your Mr. Verloc."
"I don't think it was," he'd said thoughtfully. "First, he's a big, heavy man. The witness said that the man who wore the blue coat was small and thin. Second, Verloc is very lazy. He's supposed to be an agent provocateur, but his little group of anarchists do nothing but drink tea together occasionally and write a few pamphlets. However, perhaps Michaelis knows something I don't know. After all, it's quite a coincidence that he lives in that village," he'd said.
"Let's not discuss Michaelis any further," the Assistant Commissioner said. "The fact is, all your evidence points to one person, Verloc. Don't do anything more yet. Because her only suspect is the secret agent of a foreign country, I must speak to the Home Secretary before you continue the investigation. That is all, Chief Inspector." The Assistant Commissioner smiled as he'd left. He had made a decision.